the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. Been talking about the NFL draft and let off the show talking about who would you trust more to make a pick, to pick a quarterback, Dave Gettleman or Mike Maccagnan, if you had to, and to discuss that, to settle it, and to talk about the Giants and this upcoming draft. We bring in Mark Canizzaro from the New York Post, wrote a column, I think it appeared tonight, will be in tomorrow's post, about Gettleman and the Giants and the draft. Hey, how are you, Mark?
I'm doing great, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So let's start off with this. I posed a question at the top of the show, is if you had to, if your life depended on it, you know, and you have to decide, somebody's going to draft a quarterback for you, Dave Gettleman or Mike Maccagnan, who you got?
That's a tough question right off the stretch here. I mean, to be honest with you, it's an interesting dynamic because Gettleman has never had to draft a franchise quarterback. You know, obviously, as we know, he inherited Cam Newton in Carolina. And Maccagnan whiffed on his first chance with Hackenberg a few years ago. And essentially, and this in no way, shape, or form, any disrespect to Mike, but you know, Darnold fell in his lap last year. I mean, it was a no-brainer. So I'm not sure that there's – I would give high marks or high trust for either guy over the other. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
so
you stumped me
a
little bit because –
Okay.
I don't want to take a pass, but can I say it's even?
All right, that's in other words, it's even. Is one guy, I mean, is cuz I'm with you. And you know what? Let me follow up that with, you know, is it fair to say that if Dave Gettleman had gone the more expected route last year and taken the quarterback, taken Sam Darnold with the number 2 overall pick last year, and Maccagnan, after boldly trading up, was stuck with choosing between, you know, Josh Allen and Josh Rosen, is there a likelihood that Mike Maccagnan is actually fired and not even the general manager of the Jets right now?
That's a fair question. You know, both of those two Joshes did not perform pathetically bad last year, but certainly neither I don't think showed this the kind of promise that Sam did last year.
Right.
So. And you know, I mean, everybody's looking at the Jets as a team on the upswing because of Sam. So I think, you know, clearly they got very lucky. But at that same time, I do believe that Darnold was their pick all along. So you know, you have to give them credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
In fairness,
yeah.
You know, the Gettleman thing. I mean, obviously, you know, we're from here, Laurie, both of us, and the Jet Giant dynamic has always been, you know, the Jets being the second class citizens, and the Giants always kind of owning the town. And you know, that dynamic last year, you know, with the Jets getting Darnold and so many Giants fans wanting, you know, the Giants to have picked Darnold.
Yep.
You know, if Darnold turns out to be a Pro Bowl guy that brings the Jets to, you know, some championship games, you know, how much does, you know, what's the weight of that swing in my, you know, is a question I would ask, you know, down the road. I mean, we don't know now, but, I mean, do the Jets, you know, I mean, do the Jets ever take this town over, you know, because of what happened, you know, last year, you know, a year ago this week.
Well,
you know,
it's interesting, and because drafting franchise quarterbacks, if you get it right, is, you know, we so often talk about players with a legacy, but that's legacy for general managers. And around these parts, we do keep bringing up Ernie Accorsi, who had the courage of his convictions, went out, got Eli Manning. The Giants won 2 Super Bowls, you know, with that quarterback. And that's part of Ernie's legacy around here.
There's no question.
And now with Maccagnan, you know, no matter what happens, even if at some point he's not there to even see it through, is, you know, Sam Darnold will be his Jets legacy if that goes well. And for Dave Gettleman now, here he is, his legacy's on the clock. And, you know, he's got this aging quarterback in Eli Manning who he keeps telling us has more left in the tank. But, you know, I'll say this. One thing I do like with Gettleman is that we really don't know what direction he's going to go in with that, with these picks, with the first round, with the first couple rounds. And that's a good thing, I think, versus sometimes Jerry Reese, I think, telegraphed those picks. But
but
with Gettleman, I guess number one is what do you think, if you had to guess, what kind of strategy do you think he will take in terms of this draft and the quarterback? And what kind of strategy do you think is the right thing to take with the quarterback?
Well, I really believe, in answering the first part, I really believe it seems very, very likely at this point that the Giants are going to go defense with that sixth overall pick and maybe address the quarterback at 17, which who's going to be there at 17? You know, I from what I understand, they like Locke a lot from Missouri. Obviously, the Daniel Jones, connection with Duke, with the coaching tree and, with Manning and stuff is there. I don't know. I mean, at this point, maybe Haskins is going to be there at 17. You know what I mean? His stock, quote-unquote, seems to be falling a little bit now. But there's talk that the Giants are a little bit wary of his lack of mobility and his lack of experience. You know, either way, whichever guy they draft, he's going to be sitting this year anyway and watching Eli Manning play. I'd be very surprised if they use the sixth overall pick to take a quarterback. That would shock me at this point. And I really, as I mentioned in the column, every year, and you see it every year, Laurie, we all see it, these quarterbacks are constantly overvalued as the draft nears because everybody needs one. So many teams need one, and there's so few of them out there. And, the one thing I really disagreed, with, and I mentioned in this in the column, with what Gettleman said last week when he spoke to the media about, kind of pre-draft stuff, was that the rule isn't different for quarterbacks. It isn't a different category. I think it is. I think a quarterback is probably the one position that you do have to reach a little bit. If you have a conviction on somebody, you do reach. You're not going to reach as often for a linebacker or a tight end or a receiver or something like that, but you do kind of have to reach for a quarterback. And I think the Giants almost are going to be in a position to have to do that at 17 on Thursday night. But I don't think they're going to take a quarterback at 6. I really don't. I think they're going to go defense. And then, listen, Gettleman has been squawking about how bad the defense was, since the end of last season. How many times have you heard, in the few times he does speak to us, how many times does he talk about how, they were 4-4 in the back half of the season. It should have been 7-1 if they had a few stops. So I'd be shocked if they didn't go defense first, and then I think they'll go quarterback.
Talking to Mark Canizaro from the New York Post about the New York Giants, their draft plans, Dave Gettleman, their general manager, and you say this in the column, you mentioned Gettleman's he's a little different than some of the other general managers, a little bit, little arrogant, certainly a lot more personality than some of the other general managers who are more of the analytics guys by the book these days, don't give you much. Gettleman, you're right, doesn't talk to us often, but when he does, is quite sort of colorful. And
yeah,
one thing that strikes me he seems to be bothered that we, the collective we being, whether it's media fans, everybody, doesn't just seem to trust him, that he A, has a plan, that it's a consistent strategy and plan, and that he's going to get this right. He seems to be surprised and bothered by that. Am I wrong in interpreting it that way? Should we be trusting him?
Well, I mean, I don't, I think it's, as I mentioned in a column, it's a little bit too early to completely come down on him because he's only on the job 16 months. Mm-hmm. But that said, some of the things that he's done, I mean, I don't see a lot of continuity and direction in the things that he's done. There's always been there's been some contradiction, frankly, I think, in some of the mm-hmm. things he's done. He's relying on a 38-year-old quarterback, and he just got rid of the 38-year-old quarterback's best weapon in Odell Beckham. But I also see that as a guy that's trying to clean up the culture a little bit. Obviously Beckham was an issue. He was a headache. So he's maybe trying to clean that up. Did he get enough for Beckham? That'll be up for debate for a long time now. What really bothered me was the Landon Collins thing is a mystery to me. I mean, he was a good guy in the locker room. He's a locker room leader. I get it that he wasn't the most complete safety in the league, but he was still a pretty damn good player. And they got nothing for him. If you knew you weren't going to give him his money and re-sign him, why would you not try to get something for him? Instead of letting him walk into a division rival, no less. So some of these things he's done, the Giant fans that don't have a lot of confidence in Gettleman, you have to understand part of that. He is definitely that. He's agitated by that. There's no question. I know, my colleague Steve Politi from the New York Star Ledger did a good piece. I think it came out today. he had upset and did a nice one-on-one with Gettleman after he met with the mass of the media last week. And, you know, Gettleman was chirping a little bit about, I like my track record. I've been to 7 Super Bowls, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'll take my resume. You know, and the bottom line is a Giant fan right now doesn't give a damn about what his resume looks like. They give a damn about what he does from here forth with the Giants. So I think he's a little bit sensitive, as you correctly mentioned there, about how we, you know, have been assessing him. But how do you assess a guy that was 5-11 last year, and failed to get what looked like a pretty good quarterback crop, didn't come away with one of them last year, and has been dropping hints like he might not even go with one this year. You know, I mean, so where does that confidence should be drawn from the Giants fans?
Yeah, and he's. It's interesting in that article you're referencing, the one-on-one, the sit-down with Steve Politi. Dave Gettleman also seems to fall back on that members of the media are not NFL insiders. They're not inside teams, so they don't really know what's going on. And that's why they may be critical of some of the moves and some things that he's done. But it strikes me that there certainly are former players who are now members of the media, or former general managers who are now members of the media working for stations and other people. It's not just the folks who are career journalists who have criticized some of the returns.
You know, Lori, let me say this. I mean, and I've said this all the time when people like Dave, rant about that. If you are so concerned about that, then educate us. You know, I made it clear in the column I wrote, I don't know who the best quarterback is to take. I'm not, I cover football. That doesn't make me an expert on the game. I don't know whether it's best that they take somebody at 6 or 17 or at all. You know, I don't know if they should make a trade. I'm not trying to be, come off as high and mighty, on that level. But when a guy like Gettleman says, well, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know what? Then educate us a little bit, mm-hmm. And you can do that without sacrificing any kind of competitive advantage you may or may not have. You know, that's always the fallback with with these NFL coaches that are so paranoid, and their personnel people. Oh, we can't talk to you guys because, we don't want to give away any secrets. You know, this is not brain surgery now, okay?
Yeah.
So, if you're that adamant about that we don't know what we're talking about, then educate us. I think most of us, who cover this, I have respect for, a lot of my colleagues, and, I think we have a pretty good idea what we're talking about. And I think Giant fans have, they have enough to warrant questioning what Gettleman's been doing so far. But at the same time, I'm not trying to crush the guy either. He's only been here a year and a half, not even a year and a half. So, let's see it come to fruition. Let's see what he does with those 12 picks, in the next, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's a big deal. I mean, this is a big draft for him.
Yeah, I'm with you in that I've been critical of some of these moves and what I think hasn't been a consistent strategy on the one hand. On the other hand, I certainly will say I thought he had, other than not getting a quarterback, I thought he had a pretty good draft last year. And I think he's shown to be a good evaluator of defensive front seven talent. I think that's something that in his time in Carolina, last year's draft with the Giants, I think that's something mm-hmm. that he's pretty good at identifying and drafting. So if you're a Giants fan, you might feel comfortable about that, but he has a chance, Dave Gettleman, for the last laugh on all of us, and that's to get a franchise quarterback. He just has to do it quickly, because my other concern would be if he keeps waiting around and this decision keeps prolonging and the Giants keep languishing, then you're also wasting Saquon Barkley's prime, no?
I would agree with that, but I mean, Saquon hopefully is going to have a pretty good amount of time, but and that's a good point you make on the defense. The Giants are going to have what looks like a pretty good chance to get a pretty damn good defensive player at 6 if that's the way they go. So, if their scouting is as sound as we think it is, and I have a lot of respect for the Giants scouting staff, it looks like they'll get a pretty good player at 6. I think the most fascinating pick will be at 17, whether it's a quarterback, which we think it will be, or if it's not. And can you imagine if it's not and they don't come away with a quarterback in the first round, what Giant Nation is going to be, how well they're going to sleep on Thursday night into Friday.
Well, if Josh Rosen has not yet been traded, then things start to get very interesting between the Giants and the Cardinals if they go QB at 1. All right, Mark Canisero of the New York Post. Good column for tomorrow's Post for those who are into the draft, and why wouldn't you be at this point? Really appreciate the time. Catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Laurie. Great talking to you.